Welcome to Hollywood Dilly. I'm your host, Blue. So listen, we're going to talk about my favorite messy baby mama, Kill Larry. So first of all, I want to start. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Happy belated Mother's Day. So Kel, I guess she didn't have a happy Mother's Day because she is complaining. Kel's complaint is that her baby daddies did not acknowledge her on Mother's Day. And she feels like they should at least reach out and wish her a happy Mother's Day, a happy birthday, something. And let's listen to the clip before I really get into my commentary of Kel complaining about her baby daddies.
But yeah, they haven't acknowledged me for a long time. Actually, I think I get more upset about Javi not doing it just because we are very much like co-parents through and through. We're in a really good place. And so I am a little offended when he doesn't. Not even an email saying happy Mother's Day or happy birthday. Like, I don't even get that. And you don't need to send a gift, but also, like, remember that this is how Lincoln's going to treat people when he gets older.
No. We're not going there. Kel, first of all, you have terrorized that man. You have snitched on that man when he was cheating on the current girlfriend. I forget what her name is. It doesn't matter. And you told her that he was trying to sleep with you. And you made it so that when they reconcile, she doesn't feel comfortable probably with him being around you. And so he eliminates all contact because now he really wants to, you know, sever that relationship and have a relationship with the mother of his child, free of you and your drama. And when you say this is how your son's going to treat people, no, it's not all his fault. It's also you. How he's going to treat people is a reflection of you and the father. And you guys have not treated each other very well because you are very immature for your ages. You guys are pushing 30 and still very immature and have not conquered how to co-parent without being messy. And for you to expect him, because you guys go to sports events together and communicate through email effectively, that you're entitled to a happy Mother's Day. Right there in your mind, you're only communicating with him through email. That is crazy to think that he would wish you a happy Mother's Day when you guys can't even communicate in real time without being messy and negative. So for you to put all the responsibility of how your child's going to treat people when they get older on him is very immature. And it's not logical because that is not true. There are some kids who see toxic environments and learn that this is not how they want to live. And so they will go the opposite. There are a lot of kids who will succumb to the environment that they are brought up in and reenact the things that they saw in their households in their own interpersonal relationships. That's more likely to happen, but there is a smaller percentage that will not, that will see how their parents interact with each other and will come to a conclusion in their mind that, look, I don't want my kids to grow up in this toxicity, so I'm not going to treat my spouse or the father or the mother of my child this way. And so this is just because you and him can't get along is not indicative of how your son's going to be when he gets older.
This is exactly how he's going to treat people when he gets older. So even sending a happy Mother's Day to me in an email doesn't really suffice because you're not teaching Lincoln anything, because Lincoln doesn't see the emails, you know? And that's
Well, Lincoln could see the emails. You could tell him about them because you tell everything else. You could tell him, like, look, ain't your dad nice? He sent me a happy Mother's Day email. You could show him that. But you want things the way you want them. You think that you're entitled to more than that. And they don't have to give you anything. They don't have to give you their time. You're not with them anymore, so they don't have to give you their time. You're with Elijah. Elijah, how do you put up with this? This woman has been constantly complaining about the other baby daddies. I understand that's more material for her and that's how she pays her bills, but I don't know how he puts up with this. It gives me that she's not really invested in her own relationship. Because I'm sure Elijah acknowledged you for Mother's Day, done something nice for you, bought you a gift. Why are you looking for validation from these men? Yes, I understand you bear them their children, but you burned a lot of bridges with them. You harassed a lot of them. interfere in their relationships. You've talked bad about them and their spouses. You've called the police on some of them. You've been physically abusive to, I think, all of them. They've all claimed that you've gotten physical with them. So they're probably tired of you, don't want to deal with you. And also, they got their own women that they probably were catering to and doing something for. And that's their obligation, is their women that they're with. You're just, unfortunately, I hate to say it like this, you were just a womb for them, their children, because you gave your womb to everybody. You did not care that Chris did not acknowledge you as a girlfriend, the first child, and you continue to have children with him, and you did not protect your womb. And so you are just a baby maker to them, you know, unfortunately. And the women that they're with is who they get, who gets the acknowledgments, presence, and, you know, the sweet notes written to them on Facebook or Instagram or whatever people are on. So, and the audacity to expect Joe, and Joe is the one, how can I do this? Okay, Joe, I wish I could show you. Joe's not the one in the middle. Joe's the one to the far left, on my left. And she said on a episode of a podcast, her second podcast, I think Coffee Conversations or something like that, she didn't understand how V was even attracted to Joe, just given the way he looks. So you saying that, you think that man's going to acknowledge you on Mother's Day when you say disparaging things about him that were unprovoked, that we know of? Unprovoked, and you sat there and said something mean to him like that, and you think, oh, he's going to acknowledge me on Mother's Day. It doesn't matter if you're the mother of his child. He doesn't have to acknowledge you. He has to deal with you for the child that you have. So anyway, let's continue to listen to her rant.
I'm not trying to shade Javi. I just mean across the board, Chris, you can hate me. Javi, you can hate me. Joe, you can hate me. But at the end of the day,
I don't think she listens to herself. Joe, you can hate me. Javi, you can hate me. Chris, you can hate me. They have reasons. You've done things to them. I've listed a gamut of them, and I'm sure you've done more of stuff that we don't know about off camera.
You're teaching your kids how to treat their future situations.
Please, please. Full of it. Because what's really happening in this episode is this. She's not fully healed from the guy in the middle. Chris is the one that she, her last baby daddy, prior to Elijah. She was in love with this man. And she went to the extent of, she actually sued the girl, the other baby mama, Brianna, to get the information to find out if they slept together. And mind you, this woman, I'm pretty sure she was dealing with Elijah at the time too, or pursuing something else with somebody else, because she can't be alone. Anyway, she even said in the episode on her podcast that if Chris had not had another child with someone else, she would still be with him, still be willing to work it out with him. She is not over Chris. She cannot keep his name out of her mouth. And Elijah is just a rebound. And Elijah doesn't realize that he's going through all these leaps and bounds to be with this woman. Hell, he's like 24 years old, and she got him, convinced him to get a vasectomy. This is a 30-plus-year-old woman. And he is still very young. I don't know why she felt like he needed to get a vasectomy, but I understand why, because she's so fertile and just trifling. She can't take birth control consistently, even if it's one shot in her damn arm. She can't do it. So anyway, she's not happy with her life with Elijah. She's not, because I'm sure Elijah acknowledged her on Mother's Day, bought her a gift, wined and dined her with the best of his funds ability, and that wasn't good enough. She is not satisfied with Elijah. She wants Chris. And she also has a lot of regret. I believe she regrets all those relationships that she listed with the baby fathers. She pretty much helped destroy them. And she burned them motherfuckers down, because the way she treated them men, and I'm not saying that they were all innocent, they were super, super nice to her. Joe was mean to her, but they was young teens or whatever. But she was hell on wheels. And then when Joe got V, his wife, she gave her a hard time and she was just being a nuisance to everybody. And then when Javi got his lady, she was being mean to her. And now Chris, I don't know if Chris got a lady or not, but I know he had another baby. And that just sent her over the edge. And I just think that she needs to go to therapy. She really needs to go to therapy and try to forgive herself and try to make amends with these relationships. Not saying that these guys will forgive her, you know, but at least she could try to make amends. Because this talking on the podcast and criticizing them is just not getting it. Anyway, make sure you like, subscribe, make sure you leave 5-star rating, and y'all have a good night.